Over the years, Monica Lewinsky has tried to rebrand herself several times as a fashion designer and even a short stint as a Jenny Craig model and spokesperson. But for most of us, she will forever be the intern who had sex with Bill Clinton. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick is here with a review that brings that crazy scandal to mind. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Young Jane Young by Gabrielle Zevin, just out this month, is the best thing to come out of the Monica Lewinsky scandal since her own fantastic TED Talk. Have you seen it?
No, but I've heard it's pretty great.
It really is. If I had her mailing address, I would send Monica Lewinsky my copy of this book. Zevin's story of a South Florida intern who has an affair with her boss reinvents the story more cleverly and warmly than one would have thought possible. Five sections come at the situation from different angles. The first is called Bubbimize, which means old wives' tale in Yiddish, and in it we hear the delightful old Jewish lady voice of Rachel Shapiro. My dear friend Roz Horowitz met her new husband online dating, and Roz is 3 years older and 50 pounds heavier than I am, and people have said that she is generally not as well-preserved, and so I thought I would try it, even though I avoid going online too much. Roz's last husband died of colon cancer, and she deserves her happiness. So anyway, Rachel is on a date that's going quite well until the fellow asks her her daughter's name, and she tells him it's Aviva. And he remarks that was the name of the awful girl who got in trouble with Congressman Levin back in 2001. She says, and he says, you really don't remember her? Well, Rach, she was like Monica Lewinsky. It was a blight on South Florida, a blight on Jews, a blight on politicians, if that's even possible, a blight on civilization in general. That's the end of that beautiful relationship. Rachel gives us the outlines of the debacle after which her daughter disappeared 13 years ago now. To reveal more would be to give away too much, since part of the joy here is the unexpected way the story unfolds. I can tell you, as Rachel Shapiro might say, that you will hear from the eponymous Jane Young, who's a wedding planner in a small town in Maine, and that one of the sections is an adroit takeoff on the structure of the choose-your-own-adventure books. This same stratagem was seen recently in another book we love here at The Weekly Reader, Nathan Hill's The Knicks. It must be a generational thing. In any case, Young Jane Young will not only thoroughly entertain everyone who reads it, it is the most immaculate takedown of slut-shaming in literature or anywhere else. Cheers and gratitude to the author.
I see you've even brought me a copy.
Well, I was so excited about Gabrielle Zevin after reading this book that I immediately began looking into her backlist. She's an acclaimed YA author with a series set in 2083 featuring a 16-year-old heroine who owns a nightclub, as well as a much awarded novel about the afterlife called Elsewhere. She wrote three adult novels before Young Jane Young, the most recent of which hit the New York Times bestseller list. It was called The Storied Life of A.J. Fickrey, and it was a book lover's dream, a novel about a lonely, cranky bookstore owner who finds a two-year-old baby abandoned among the shelves and ends up adopting her. The book is filled with thumbnail reviews of other books, and every new character is introduced by telling you what kind of books they like to read. I was reminded of The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Society, another adorable book for book lovers.
The book is Young Jane Young by Gabrielle Zevin. You can find more information about Gabrielle Zevin's other books, too, and links to reviews and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.